Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spot Actor Podcast. The holidays are a great time to get together with friends and family, and food certainly is one of those things that pulls people together. The problem, though, is that we're oftentimes tempted to make unhealthy choices with the foods that we eat. So I invited today's guest on to talk about how we can better prepare for healthy meals during the holidays. My guest is Chef Allison Schaff. She is a food, nutrition, and culinary expert and founder of Prep Dish, a subscription-based gluten-free and paleo meal plan service. Allison holds a bachelor's degree in culinary nutrition from Johnson & Wales University, a master's in nutrition communications from Tufts University, and became a registered dietitian at the New England Medical Center. When she isn't cooking, Allison is an avid yogi and takes advantage of all the great outdoor living Austin, Texas has to offer. On today's podcast, Chef Allison shares practical tips to help set you up for success for healthy eating during the holidays. Whether you're traveling, staying home, or going out and about, you'll be really delighted to hear these tips and tricks that she shares. So please enjoy this interview. Allison, it's great to have you on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk with you today.
Yeah, we're talking about a really important topic. We're talking about how to make meal planning and eating easier and during the holidays and healthy. Of course, that's a big part of it. I'm big on food. I love food. I love to eat. I think, especially on the holidays, it brings people together, meal time, being with family. So it is important, but we don't need to lose sight of our health goals during this time. There are a lot of things that we can do to enjoy the holidays, enjoy eating and meal prep without the unhealthy temptations, right?
Yes.
But that does mean that we need to plan a little bit. So that's why I wanted to have you on to help us with this.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's something that, you know, during the holidays, people, they focus on one meal and getting, you know, maybe it's a big turkey or some sort of tradition, which is great. But then, you know, you still have to eat three meals a day the other, you know, 6 days of the week. So really making sure that you have that prepared as well. So I think that's one of the big
good point, because I know that that's what my family does. We'll make this huge meal and then it's just leftovers. But then some people get sick of leftovers. And then they just eat like the truffles or whatever, the chocolates and the cookies and the eggnog. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So what's the first step? What's the first thing you think we should address here?
Well, I mean, the most important part is if you can think through ahead of time, so not like the day before, but, you know, even a month before if you can, because there's so many items that you can put into a freezer. And so, you know, that can be done a few months in advance. So the further you can think through some of those items, the better. Sorry, my cat is trying to get into the video.
Okay. All right. So yeah, so let's talk about, so how do we plan ahead? And I know that we've got some people listening, watching that are thinking, I don't plan ahead. I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
So let's make it easy.
Well, one thing is, even if you can just, you know, leading up to that time, make some meals and then double them up. So, you know, it's kind of when it gets cold, you make a lot of maybe a healthy chili of some sort. And when you're making that, double or even triple the recipe and then set aside half of that in the freezer so you can pull that out. Breakfasts are a great option where you can do this. So things like an egg frittata, you know, with a bunch of vegetables. So a frittata is basically a crustless quiche, and you can do eggs with spinach or kale and tomatoes, onions, you know, whatever kind of vegetables you want to do. And I love to do this into individual muffin tins, because then, you know, not everyone has to eat it. You don't have to pull it out for everyone. But if anyone wants the frittata, you can just pull out, you know, an individual little frittata muffin. So that's a great one to do ahead of time.
And that's great, because you can freeze those too, and then just take out, maybe thaw certain, you know, a batch of them or something like that, and not have to do a whole pan of them or dish of them.
Yeah, and you know, too often I think people in the holidays, and it's, you know, you can have some treats, that's fine, but you know, the baked goods, it's easy to find those during the holidays. And so to try and think outside of the box of like, okay, what could be fun and, you know, maybe even kid friendly, but maybe isn't like a muffin or a scone or something like that, and have some more savory, less sweet options that you can go to. So another thing that I love to do is I call them breakfast hashes. And so it's just like a mixture of whatever vegetables you want, really. So chopped up sweet potatoes, onions, maybe some dark leafy greens, chop all those up and saute them together and serve it with an egg on top, like a fried egg of some sort. And, you know, that's a great one that you can make extra of and freeze it. So those are one of my go-tos. And it sounds really simple, and but, you know, it is good with for company, too. You know, I've served that with guests, and they love it. So
yeah, I bet. What about snacks? Because that's one where people are oftentimes, you know, when you're hungry and you want to grab something fast, it's easy to go for the chips or the pretzels or, you know, chocolate candy, those sorts of things. But what would be something that people can easily have ready to go?
Well, one thing is, it's kind of obvious, but it's not, because, and I even do this sometimes when I don't have company, and that's just buy a veggie tray, you know, and sometimes it's a little more expensive, but sometimes it's not at all. And there's also pre-chopped, you know, bags of vegetables. So that way you don't even have to do any chopping. It's just pre-chopped, you know, broccoli or cauliflower, carrots, all of those items are great to have on hand. And, you know, if it comes with a little dip, I usually just kind of put that to the side or throw that away and, you know, just try not to think about that. But, you know, you can make your own little, some sort of healthy, like a, I have a coconut milk ranch that I do that's really tasty. So yeah, something like that's good.
Yeah. And, or a hummus dip, I think, I think my audience likes, you know, the bean dips and things. So, that could be another option, but I love that idea of making it with, coconut milk. That's interesting. Any chance you can share some ideas on how to make that?
The coconut milk ranch? Yeah, I mean, I can give you the recipe too. So it's just like coconut milk, some apple cider vinegar, garlic, fresh parsley really is helpful. And then you can add in dried herbs if you want. But those are kind of the basic ingredients, and olive oil.
Okay, fantastic. That sounds great. I'll have to try that. That sounds, you know, it's always nice to have a different kind of dip, especially if you're, I love vegetables, so I'll just eat vegetables. But I know not everybody feels that way. So they want to have something to make it taste better. I'm using air quotes here. But that's a great tip. Any other snacky things you can recommend?
So I love to do roasted nuts, especially during the holidays. It makes the house smell really good without doing like a baked item. So you can add in some fresh chopped rosemary or do like a curry spice, anything like that. But I really like to have the roasted nuts on hand, and that's a nice, you know, healthy snack that you can have.
And that's a great idea, because a lot of times people will buy roasted nuts, but you could actually just get raw almonds and then roast them yourself, and then you can use the oils that you want to use and healthier oils, like using coconut oil or avocado oil, and then not use super high heat too.
Exactly. Yep.
I like that tip a lot. And which oil do you prefer with the nuts?
You know, I've done everything. If you can tolerate dairy, butter is always delicious, or some ghee or something. Yeah. So that's always really tasty, but I've done it with olive oil, coconut oil, avocado. I mean, all of them work. So it's kind of whatever the preference is.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So, and then I guess, you know, you could kind of make your own sort of healthy trail mix as well. Something along those lines. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
The trail mix would be really great too. Like if you'd add in some dried fruit, if there's ever, you know, an outing or something that you're going on, that's a nice one that you can pack up and take in the car. I know sometimes, I don't know, the family all gets together and goes someplace. And so you can have that in the car in case anyone gets hungry.
Yeah. And okay. So then we talked about some breakfast ideas. What about lunch and dinner? Because this could really, you could make whatever you make for dinner, you could make extra for lunch, right? So give us some lunch and dinner ideas.
Well, I mean, kind of back to the, you know, if you do it in advance, any sort of soup or stew works really good, because that's easy to make ahead and it's easy to make that to where it's, you know, really healthy. You can have different vegetables, maybe like I have a chicken pozole that I do, or a Mexican pork stew of some sort. And it's nice because you can have it either in the crock pot or on the stove, And that way, if everyone's not on the same schedule, you can heat it up and it's kind of like can be heated for a few hours if people are kind of coming and going and eating. So that's sort of my main go-to. And then, you know, some of the snacks that we talked about before, like having some raw veggies that you can munch on, or I always like to have a side salad too. And that's something you can make the day of. Obviously, you can't make that too far in advance, but just some sort of big mixed green salad is always really popular too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And I love the idea of the soups and stews. I do that a lot in the wintertime, especially since there's this thing, I live in Park City, Utah, and there's this thing where nobody's on time for anything here. I don't know if it's like that elsewhere. When I lived in California and Virginia, it wasn't like this. But in Park City, you never know when people are going to show up. And I'll say, so now what I do is I just say, come after 6:30. And, you know, and then I just make a soup or stew, and it's just there in the crock pot, and then people can help themselves. And then I don't stress about what time are we all sitting down, or what time is everybody going to get there, or if somebody's late.
Yeah.
That way we just, it's just there. And then, during the holidays, I know it's great too for families. And I love doing chili, a turkey chili or a bison chili. Those are some of my favorite ones to do. I even sometimes will put yams in them. My recipe in my book that I put yams in it just to make it more interesting and not just the typical chili that everybody else has. But any other ideas for soups and stews? I know you gave a couple that sound yummy.
Yeah, like, I mean, the taco soup and chili are always really good. And I like to sometimes do like a Thai flavored one that has like some curry paste in it, just to kind of mix it up. You can serve that with lime wedges, and that's really tasty. Another dish that I love to do, and this is something, when I used to work as a personal chef, I realized everyone loves lasagna. Like, there's no one that doesn't love lasagna. So if I'm ever entertaining or, you know, hosting and I don't know the dietary restrictions, I do lasagna, because I just do them all gluten-free, either with noodles or vegetable noodles, but then I can do a vegetarian version, I can do a dairy-free version, and I can just do like a few pans of lasagna, and then that way you kind of have all your bases covered, and that can also be done in advance if you want and put in the freezer, or if you have leftovers, you know, you can freeze them. So I like lasagnas as well.
Another great idea, because casseroles in general, and lasagna being one of them, are definitely an easy thing that we were taught by our moms and, you know, our grandparents and everything. This kind of been passed along as something that's easy, but a lot of those recipes are not healthy. They're full of dairy and sometimes even sugar. If you use a tomato sauce that's already made, it's going to be loaded with sugar. And so what are your tips on making a healthy lasagna? Cause it's not the easiest thing to make healthy, but I'm sure you have a great recipe for that.
Yeah. So, if I want to do dairy free, I use a cashew cheese. So I just, soak cashews in some hot water and put that in the blender, and it almost makes like a ricotta. It's really tasty. And then for the noodles, I either use gluten-free. And when I do my noodles, the other trick is I never cook my noodles before I bake the lasagna. My mom had a recipe doing this growing up, and so I just started playing around with it. And you might have to bake it a little longer, but you don't have to mess with the noodles and the boiling water and any of that. So I never do that. And then if I want to do a vegetable one, this is where if you have a microplane to like get really thin kind of planks of noodles, it works well. So I like to do either zucchini or eggplant, and put that as like my lasagna noodle. And in between,
And then, I definitely want to try that. That sounds delicious. Yeah. And then what about the tomato sauce?
Well, so I try and just find a tomato sauce that are clean ingredients, like Arouse or, you know, some of anymore. I think actually Whole Foods now has one with no sugar added. It took them forever to do that, but I'm pretty sure they have one now with no sugar added. But just read the ingredients. But Arouse is the one that I like. They have good seasonings, but it's all like nice, clean ingredients.
And they use olive oil instead of canola oil, right?
I think they do.
We want to, because that's one of the things you want to look for in a tomato sauce. That's what I always notice. A lot of these will have canola oil or soybean oil or some other type of oil we don't want to be eating. So you want to look for the one that has olive oil and does not have sugar, and organic tomatoes, because those are definitely one of the vegetables that gets sprayed a lot. So
Yeah. Well, and sometimes I'll do just you can buy like either crushed tomatoes or tomato sauce. I mean, you can use, fresh tomatoes too, but the crushed tomatoes or tomato sauce. Tomato sauce you have to read to make sure it's just the tomatoes, but you can find that and then just, add some Italian seasoning or some oregano and basil. So
Perfect,
that
perfect.
too.
Yeah, because not everybody's got Whole Foods or a health food store in their town, so it's good to have that kind of information.
Yeah.
Okay, great. There's any other casseroles that you have found to be particularly easy, healthy?
I've done shepherd's pie before, and done it with like a cauliflower. So I'm trying to think what all's in that. It's like a ground meat on the bottom, and I think I've done it with ground bison and, kind of mix that up. You can, and then like peas and carrots, but then the top layer's mashed potatoes, but I've done it with mashed cauliflower. So, that's one that it's funny because it's kind of like one of those old recipes that do people really like that? But when you serve it, people like I have it on, I think the January meal plan, and people always are like, oh, this is so awesome. Like, I'm so glad I can have shepherd's pie again. So,
Well, and
yeah.
for people who can have potatoes, I know it's part of the nightshade family, so sometimes people have to avoid them. At least use the Yukon Gold potatoes, right? Instead of the russet potatoes, because those are gonna ha or purple potatoes. That might be kind of fun. I've never done that, but that might be kind of
Yeah.
fun to do.
I mean, you could do sweet potatoes too. So,
I've never
yeah.
done that. That sounds yummy. Now, what? And you're saying you're thinking bison is a good one to go with sweet potatoes?
Yeah, actually, I remember one time I did a kind of more of a chipotle flavored like ground meat, and I used bison and then did the sweet potatoes on top. So it's kind of more of like a Mexican shepherd's. I don't even know if it's a shepherd's pie at that point, but I don't know what else you'd call it. So
Right, we gotta come in with a different name for that.
yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Any other tips for the meals that we could plan ahead, prep ahead, have in the freezer, make extra, any of those?
The other thing I was thinking when you said snacks is well, I was gonna say for kids, but I love to have them is you've seen on Instagram they're really popular now, but like little balls basically, and it's like some sort of nut butter and all ground together and like nuts and maybe some I usually sweeten with dates. I put it all in a food processor and roll it into little balls, and those are just kind of nice little energy bites for in between to have on hand. And those can be made, months in advance if you want. So
I really
I
do like those, and actually, my youngest daughter and I make those oftentimes as little Christmas gifts. We put them in the little tins, and we give those out instead of, so people are like, "Oh, I got more." You go to a party, and they're like, "Oh, I got more chocolates from somebody." I said, "No, actually, these don't have any sugar in them. They're sweetened with dates, and there's raw cacao and coconut and nuts in there. So it's and then they and they they're so yummy, and they do freeze well. So then you just keep them as long as you want in the freezer, and then bring them out and take them to a party with you. I think it's been great for us, and I think the guests, I mean the hosts of whatever party we're going to, usually appreciate
yeah.
having something other than the typical chocolate dessert, everything sweet, lots of
Yeah.
sugar and all that.
Yeah, no, they're great to have. And I mean, I just keep them in my freezer 'cause then if I'm traveling, I can just put a few in a baggie and I know that I at least have something that's, a better option.
And they do, they're a great snack because they're very filling, satisfying. They don't cause you to have the ups and downs in your blood sugar, and so I do like that one. I'm glad you brought that up. That's great. Okay, any other tips on just planning ahead as far as lists, grocery lists, meal planning, any of that kind of stuff? Because I'm sure you're probably one of those people that's ultra organized, have all your lists planned out, your meals for the whole month. Anything that you can recommend for those of us, and me included? I'm not a big planner. I might just shop for a few
Yeah.
days at a time, but not a big planner. So give us some help here.
The one thing I'm really pushing now, because I've seen it more and more, is a lot of grocery stores have either a curbside pickup or a delivery option. So if you have that in your area, do that, because not only it helps in so many ways. One, it forces you to like put together a plan and a list because you have to like send it into them. And it also prevents all that, like, you know, going into the store and, you know, coming out and you're like, wait, how did I end up spending, you know, $100 more than I thought I would? And it's because you're just grabbing things. So it prevents that as well. So that would be one, is like, if you have a service like that, because I know even outside of in Texas, I think most HEBs are implementing it in the next few months, where even in smaller towns, they all have the curbside pickup. So that would be one, is to really utilize that. And then the second thing is to always batch as much as you can. So if you buy vegetables that need to be chopped, just do them all at once. You know, if you only have to set up your cutting board once, if you only have to, and even like once you're set up, batch that, like, you know, wash everything at once, bring it to your cutting board, have the trash full, get it all done just right away. So that way each, you're not just doing it in these little bits and pieces and having to like rewash your cutting board 20 times a week. So the more you can kind of get in that mindset, it'll help speed things along.
Yeah, that's great. And I know sometimes it's hard to make that step to do that, but it really does pay off. And when I'm doing that, I always, because I usually, my kids are usually around, they're doing homework or they're doing different things and they're around with their friends or whatever. I usually set aside some of what I've just chopped up and I put it out there, because they will, they're always kind of circulating around and they'll see something they can just start snacking on. And it's not that they came to me and say, hey, mom, will you chop up some vegetables for me? But if they're sitting right there, then they will eat those chopped carrots or zucchini, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, those kinds of things, radishes, those kinds of things, they will definitely pick them up and just start munching on them. So it's a good way to get vegetables in your kids. Yeah.
And one thing I say is, like, as you're doing it, focus on, like, when it happens, be like, oh, this is so awesome. So then you kind of have that to go back to, of like, it's not like, oh, I should be doing this. It's like, oh, I'm doing this because, like, I like the outcome and I know I'll be happier later. So it's good to really, like, kind of remember those moments. So that way you don't want to go in and have it be this thing like, oh, I have to do this and it's so miserable. It should be something you can kind of enjoy. And the more you remember it as it's happening that you enjoy it, you'll be more motivated to do it in the front end, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. What about going to parties? If you're not the one hosting, and I gave one tip of bringing those little chocolate balls that you make at home. But what are some other things, other tips going to parties? Because that's oftentimes an issue too, because you get invited to something and then all you go there and all it is just, you know, everything loaded with dairy and sugar and gluten, all the things that maybe you're trying to avoid.
Yeah. And so if you know that you have, if you know that's going to be the situation, like, hey, I have these things I'm trying to avoid and I know there's going to be a lot of them, don't go hungry. You know, I don't go stuffed because you want to, you know, be able to eat a little bit, but go to where, you know, if the only thing you can eat is the thing you brought, you're going to be okay, because then you're not tempted. You don't have an empty stomach, and it doesn't, you know, don't make it about the food. Make it about the, you know, talking to people and catching up, and try not to hover by the table all night. Try and like arrange yourself so you're not sitting right by the food. I mean, that alone is like probably the best tip, is just don't stand by the food and just focus on the conversation. So
I oftentimes will ask the host if I can bring something. Most of the time they appreciate that, because they're being bombarded, you know, with all the different stuff that they have to do to prepare meals for everybody. And I just say, hey, can I bring a salad or just a vegetable plate for people to snack on? And they usually appreciate that. And at least then I know I'm going to have that. And it just, to do your best, it just say, I want to help you out, rather than make them feel like they don't know what they're doing. There's a way to approach it where you can be, you know, not assuming.
that's a great tip. So,
yeah. Okay. And then on the go, like you said there, if you have the vegetables, you have the, you know, trail mix and things like that, you can be taking those with you. So you're not tempted to stop at the coffee shop and get a muffin or something along those lines. Right.
Yeah, the more you can have kind of that plan, then you're not, the temptation's not even there. It's kind of like the grocery store. If you just avoid going in, you're not going to have the, you know, temptation to go in hungry and grab a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Any other tips for the holidays? Anything else you could think of that's really going to help support people to stick with their meal plan and not not be tempted by some of the treats and things that are out there.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to keep repeating, but just take a step back and advance as much as possible, because the more it's there, if you've already prepared this delicious like Thai chicken soup, you're gonna want to eat that, and you're not gonna be tempted to be like, oh, let's just call in pizza, like I'm exhausted from the holidays. If it's in the freezer and all you have to do is pull it out and heat it up, you're gonna want to do that because you put in the effort already. So try and think through ways where you can set yourself up to where the easy option is the healthy food and the easy option isn't calling in takeout. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Great information. So tell everyone how they can learn more about you, what you're up to, and we'll be sure to put up links that you talk about on my website too.
I'm at Prep Dish. My company's Prep Dish, so
Prep Dish, so
on
on
all
all
the
the
social
social
media
media
sites,
sites,
I'm at
I'm
Prep
at Prep
Dish,
Dish
and
and
would
would
also
also
love
love
to
to
offer
offer
your
your
audience
audience
a
a
free
free
2-week
2-week
trial of
trial
the
of the
meal
meal
plans. So if
plans.
they
So if
want
they
to
want to
try
try
those
those
out,
out,
I
I
can
can
set up a
set up a
code for
code
you
for
for
you for
that.
that.
So
Yeah,
that's perfect.
excellent. That's great. Okay, good. We'll have all that information up on the website. And Allison, thank you so much. What are you doing for the holidays? Do you know what you're going to be doing? Or what are you have big plans for travel, or are you going to be with family? You gonna stay home?
Yep, family. So we'll go to my family, which is in Kansas, and then my husband's family, which is in LA, and then we have a wedding in Detroit. So, oh my gosh, wish us luck.
You are going to be busy. So, what are you going to be doing to help kind of set yourself up for success for all this?
I will be sending my mom a grocery list, and then I help her with the cooking.
Oh,
So,
lovely, lovely. I'm sure she really appreciates that. And I'm
yeah,
sure
she
what you make
does.
is delicious. So, she appreciates not just the help, but how tasty everything's going to be.
Yeah, if I don't get her that list, I'll get an email. Do you have a list for me yet? So,
All right. Well, thank you, Allison. I appreciate your information today.
yeah, thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Chef Allison. Got some great tips on how to eat healthier during the holidays. We certainly want to make it easier for you so that you can have time and enjoy your friends and family and all the fun during the holidays, and hopefully be a little less stressed during this time. So to find out more about Allison and get the information that she talked about, as well as the recipe that she mentioned, just go to thespadoctor.com, go to the podcast page with her interview, and you'll find all the information and links there. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. And if you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you get your customized skin report at theskinquiz.com. It's free, takes just a few moments. You'll find out what information your skin is trying to tell you about your health and gives you some tips and information on that. Just go to theskinquiz.com. And also, I invite you to join me on social media on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and join the conversation with us. And I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor Podcast.